All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, God is tactical.
Amen.
You know, when sometimes the Lord will show you the advantage that you have and then give you the wisdom to do exactly what Paul did. You know, he played that Roman card.
Yep.
And whenever you're challenged, you don't always see everything, but the Holy Spirit can alert you to it. Okay, last week we made it to verse 22 in chapter 14 of Acts. This is right after Paul was raised from the dead, when they had stoned him. And verse 21 says, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed." Now, in 22, much tribulation that they suffered. This kind of tribulation is not sickness. It's not poverty. It's not. It's only the mindsets of people that the enemy used. People were not used to what God had done. They were used to their religion. They were used to having their way. They were used to what their parents did, the way their priest or whatever pagan god, whatever they learned. That's what they were used to. And Paul and Silas and Barnabas, they come teaching Jesus. And people, the only ones that got saved were the ones that was hungry for it. They wanted God. They wanted to know him. And when I first heard the gospel, I said, God left heaven, became a man to die so that I don't have to die. I said, now that's outstanding love. That kind of love didn't exist in the world. And
you
was
can't even fathom that. You know, I mean, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
You can't even, man, I don't even think we can scratch the surface of the depth of that.
Yeah. And when other people said contrary things, you know, I said, I believe this one because that sounds like what God would do. Because his love is greater than man's. And it takes a long time for people to transfer, even Christians. So there were times that the Lord would teach me things or show me insights in the Word, and I would share it, and you'd get more arguments from Christians. Now, some people would rapidly receive it. Some people would take it lightly, and some people would argue. And the enemy, when people doesn't know better and there's enough darkness, that's where he gets his stronghold from, ignorance and darkness, and, you know, he's always working in the shadows. So he stirred people up because the religious leaders, they were making money on this deception.
Yeah, they were.
That was their livelihood, and now you're going to take that from me, and they get mad, and the enemy incite their fears. And they didn't believe, so they don't value salvation. This is where that tribulation comes from, the ignorance of men and the persuasions of the people. Now, faith looks to God.
And taking away their power too.
Yeah, and the world is just like Satan. They want power and control. They want to be the one in charge. They want recognition. Those kind of things are important to the world system. And we don't need it. We love God. We look into him. If anybody that wants recognition and that kind of power, they're going to give you tribulation. Because they're into the pride of life and or the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes. That's the world system. I never cared about pride, but when I saw that God hated it, I made sure that I drove it out of my life. Last week, he talked about, he gave me a thought. I talked about it in the communion class. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about abiding in the Lord. And as I was leaving church on the way home, I thought about the challenges that Christians have, even when they do abide in the Lord and they receive His word, they abide in the word. I just thought about the challenges. And the Lord spoke and said, those are allowances. Now, years ago, He talked to me about reserves. When they're in God's presence, and some things they yield to Him, some things they don't. And He called those reserves. But the allowances were different. And these are things, you know, that people allow that they don't have to. Kind of like when Joshua was supposed to drive the Canaanites out of that land, out of the promised land. Some of them remained, and they were allowed to stay.
Yeah.
Now, they wanted to do right. They wanted to get rid of them, but they didn't finish the process. And they allowed some of the Canaanites to stay. They made a deal with the Gibeonites. They were allowed to stay. This is where our interference comes from. Hebrews said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Now, some of the allowances are not necessarily sins, but things that we weren't aware of, things we didn't drive out. So to make sure that I didn't, you know, I never felt like I was above other people not to get in certain sins. I said, Lord, I want to do something about this. I want it to be where I cannot, where I never will get in pride or lust or greed or whatever. And I would speak it, because we have to decree our lives. And God had to decree his life. So we're made in His image. We have to decree ours. We have to speak whatever it is we want. When we make those kind of steps in faith, then the Lord has something to work with. He'll help us. He's here to help us do exactly what He did in the first place.
Well, I like what you said this morning, everything, you know, where you said Jesus went around doing good all the time, and it kept opening up doors for Him to keep going.
Because that's the law of sowing and reaping. That's where your wealth comes from.
That's right.
When you're faithful with what God gives you, you're opening the door for greater things to happen. There is no poverty in faithfulness. When he said those were our allowances, I understood him, but I said, Lord, how am I going to teach that? And He gave me an example. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, and it was a real temptation, He said, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now, Jesus didn't say no and leave it at that. He said, it is written,
yes,
man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And so it was in every temptation, all three of them. He stayed true to the word. In other words, He drove out the Canaanites. He put out all the fire darts. He didn't leave any of them lingering, burning. He destroyed them. Ultimately, that's what we have to do with every form of temptation. We have to destroy it. We can speak that we hate it. Mm-hmm. And your mind may not hate it, but your heart does, because your heart is perfect. But your mind can, that's where things can linger. You can destroy those lingering. Anything that will, doubt can be an allowance. Unbelief can be an allowance. Fears, forms of fear. Anything can be an stinginess. Anything can be an allowance. Any challenge can be, you know, just something you didn't drive out. I said, Lord, what's the difference between allowances and reserves? He said, reserves is what people hold back on purpose. That's in the will. But allowances, they just don't think about it. And they don't think about how it's going to affect them. That's where our challenges come from. Because the Lord made everything so easy.
Amen.
He said, I was thinking about the challenge of being healed. He said, healing is just, He made it as easy as picking fruit. If you want an apple, you just go get one. You pluck it off the tree, you got it. It's the same thing. In fact, in the New Jerusalem, if somebody doesn't feel good, they just go to the tree of life and pick a fruit. If you want healing here, pick it.
Yes.
It's yours. The cost was paid. These kind of concepts, people don't always, they're thinking about their lives. Or let's say that they had a pastor that they love, and his wife may have died of cancer. And it's all in the 70s, 80s, it was always taught, even the 90s, the Lord heals selectively. He may have thought it was better to take her home. Now their confidence in healing is shaken. Healing is a standard. God says, yes, you're healed. He paid the cost for your healing. Isaiah 53 says that by his stripes we are healed. Peter said we were healed.
Amen.
Looking back at the cross. It's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say by his stripes you may be healed if it's God's will.
No.
So every allowance, every weight, extinguish it. And then let the word of God take root
mm-hmm.
and flourish. The whole getting people to see, though, transferring these into the will of God can be the challenge. And that's where the tribulation always comes from. But they need to see us win.
Amen.
They need to want what we got. And we got to make them want it by doing the will of God.
Amen.
And if our lives are healthy, Satan tried to fight so that our lives won't be healthy, so that they'll have an excuse. We got to take that excuse from them. And we got to live God's life and go forward. And the Lord told me this morning, tell my people to look forward, mm-hmm. look up and not down. Look to him and not to the past, not mm-hmm. to the weaknesses of the past. We have to, we're in a position to direct our lives and shape it the way we need it to be.
Amen.
The way we, after abiding in him and his word, then decree your life the way you want it to be.
Yes.
And it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
The world can't overcome your faith.
Amen.
And you can, there is no challenge that you can't undo.
You said healing was a standard. I was thinking of the word that said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll raise up the standard.
Yeah.
The standard would be his word.
Uh-huh.
You got to fight him with his word.
Yeah.
Another thing Copeland said the other day was he didn't want no part of Christianity because all he seen was just a bunch of sick, broke people.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't want no part of that. That's, he didn't want to go to church. Or, you know.
Yeah. Still like that.
Thank God for his front
yeah.
lawn.
You know, we don't need no form of deception work. I thank the Lord for his love. Dear Lord, I thank you for your wisdom, your word. Help us to do all these things, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Help us to go totally forward in you, looking to you, expecting the best, and decree our lives according to your perfect will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If anybody else has an offer, please put it in.